track 12, and we come to our feature item, which is from Newton Abbott Museum and is titled A 1920s Transatlantic Love Affair. Nowadays, long-distance relationships are easy to sustain, with many ways we can keep in touch. A collection of love letters from the museum shows that this was not always the case. It is read for us by Roxanne and Celia.
Lillian Ethel Vile received these letters in 1922 while living in Marlborough House, Newton Abbott. Her enamoured lover, Billy, sent them all the way from Newfoundland. Today, we barely need to reach for our phones to speak with loved ones, but back in 1922, Billy's messages had to physically cross the Atlantic. In one letter to Lillian, Billy wrote, "I can never cease to think of you, love, and when I look at your swell photo on my bureau, I simply got to give you a big, big kiss with pride." It would have taken at least 10 days for his messages to reach Lillian, and the same for the return letter. Having to wait over 20 days for a reply must have made it hard not to worry that everything was over. Luckily for us, we know that not to be the case, as he also wrote, "Thank you for all your photos, papers, letters and postcards, proving that Lillian was in fact as infatuated as he was. Though a century has passed, we can still feel the warmth radiating from the pages."
Whilst we don't know the full details of their love, the pair are likely to have met due to Newton Abbott's historical links to the Newfoundland fisheries. This trade started in 1497 when John Cabot discovered the rich cod banks and continued to 1930 when French owners bought the last British registered sailing boat. Four centuries of trade between and the two communities make it easy to imagine thousands of transatlantic romances, all fueled by cured cod. For Lillian and Billy, their long-distance romance did not stand the test of time. We have no idea what happened to Billy, but we do know that Lillian's story had a happy ending. A year after World War II, aged 59, she married fellow Devonian George H. Lewis. But thanks to Billy's letters, we can still glimpse into the long-distance love affair.